Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Safe Space Podcast with Diamond. It has definitely been a minute, but let me tell you what's going on. So I'm restarting season two. I'm restarting it. I wasn't feeling it at the beginning of the year. I'm just not in that same space mentally, emotionally, physically, like just all the things. There's just been so much growth, and you know, it's just a much lighter feeling. Like I'm just at peace in this time of my life. So I want to reflect that in, you know, all of my learnings, my growth, just everything, and just be very, you know, transparent about it all. So yeah, this is a reintroduction of season two. I might archive the previous episodes for season two, or, you know, re-release them at a later time, but we will see. But as of right now, this will be episode one of season two. So let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about growth and, you know, my biggest lesson in this season of my growth has been patience. You know, really honing in on that and leaning into not trying to rush everything and not trying to control everything. You know, I've always been one to be the leader and always have to, you know everything and know what's gonna happen and when it's gonna happen and why and where and like all these things. And I'm realizing that sometimes it's okay to let go of some of that control and step back and let someone else handle it and, you know, kind of let your blessings come to fruition. And what I mean by that is, you know, we oftentimes pray and ask God for, you know, a lot of things, for, you know, certain things that we want in our future, how we want our life to look, you know, relationships, marriage, different careers, you know, strength, you know, all these things. And when we pray about it, we expect them to happen automatically, and it don't work like that. And you know, when we don't see that automatic shift happen, we tend to get more anxious and we like to kind of control it, because now we're asking, okay, well, why isn't this happening? You know, I'm seeing all these things on social media, or, you know, in my friends' lives, you know, like everyone's getting these new careers, everyone is having, you know, these six figures and traveling the world and, you know, getting engaged or getting married, you know, all these things. And you're just like, well, when is it my turn? You know, when is it gonna happen for me? And this is not just from my own experiences, you know, this is also from close friends of mine. We've had these conversations. So when I'm speaking about these things, it's more so from, you know, yes, my own knowledge, but also from seeing it in others too, you know. So I'm not just speaking from, you know, my own experience. Like, no, this is like a collective this is a collective message, just because it's the realness and that everyone goes through it, and we have to take a step back, like I said. And the hard part is, in this day and age, everything is on social media, and we get so caught up in the facade of what's going on in people's lives. And I'll tell you, the greatest example for me is looking at others' relationships. You know, there's a few influencers that I love on social media, like Tabitha Brown is one, like I love her. And a few others too, I won't name a lot of names, but you know, we look at these people and we're like, wow, they just have it all together. Life is so amazing, and look at them just like growing and glowing and everything just seems fantastic. But when you have people, you know, like her, who's very transparent and very real and, you know, wanting to actually give knowledge and guide others, you learn actually about, you know, life behind the scenes. You know, you learn about their past traumas and things that they've went through. A lot of these relationships that we look at, for example, you know, they've been through the hard and the dark times, especially in marriage. you know? And I always say that nothing is ever perfect, and it really shows when they go into it, because nothing really is ever perfect. You know, people have thought about divorce or breaking up, and sometimes you don't have the means of doing so, and so you stick it through. And sometimes sticking it through, you're relearning each other, and you're gonna have your ups and your downs. You're gonna go through some storms, but in the end, I mean, look at her, for instance. They're doing great. And I would have never known that. Never known that. But again, back to, you know what I'm saying, like, nothing is ever a straight path, and sometimes we have to release that control. And that's a great example of releasing that control, because everything is not going to happen in the ways that you want it to happen. You know, while we're sitting here questioning and wondering, oh my God, when is this going to happen? And, you know, why is it not my time yet? I'm doing all the work. I'm praying every day. Like, why is it not my time? When is it going to happen for me? You know, when is it going to happen? And you know what that is? It's being impatient, but it's also being disobedient to God. You know, if we said we're going to trust in him and lean into him to bring everything to fruition because we trust his process and we know that everything works out in due time, so why are you not trusting in it? You're being disobedient. I had to tell myself that. I'm like, girl, you're being disobedient. Chill out. Like, it ain't that deep. Everything gonna happen when it's supposed to happen. You've made it this far, so why are you stressing out? You're doing the most for nothing. Doing the most for nothing. You know, we gotta get out of that. We have to get out of that. And that's really been my loudest and biggest continuous lesson thus far. And it really all kind of clicked for me this year. And I'll say more specifically this fall. You know, everything kind of clicked at 25 when I turned 25 in April. But that was just the start. You know, there were still a few little like tweaks and little things here and there. Because we always, like, nothing is ever a straight line. You know, you're growing, but you do revert back to your old ways sometimes, and that's human, that's life. But you know, everything kind of was really made clear this fall, and I just look at that as a season of transformation. You know, we walk into each season, and you kind of got to look at it that way. This is fall right now. We're shedding our leaves, we're shedding our old selves to blossom into the new, to walk into the new. We often get so stuck on, okay, well, I'm asking for all these things and I'm praying for all these things, so it needs to happen now. But no, it's not gonna be that easy. You're gonna get tested. You're gonna get frustrated. You're gonna be stressed out. And these are all tests. These are all things to build you up, but it's also distractions. It's also distractions, because some people don't want you to level up. They don't want you to be on that other side. They want you to still be in that dark side, in that dark path, you know? So you have to go through that, and you have to be strong. You have to keep yourself up. You have to remember that all things work. All things happen in due time. My blessing is on the way. When things start getting hard, when your relationship is going downhill and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what is going on? Or, you know, you're sad all the time and you just can't seem to pick yourself up. You're mentally drained. Your job is stressing you out. Everybody in your life is stressing you out. That's just preparation. It's preparation. Things get hard right before your breakthrough. Things get hard right before your breakthrough. It does. It happens every time. And you know, it's so funny to me because we forget that. And then we relearn it again and again and again. And it's like, we should know. This is like riding a bike. You know, you're asking for these things. You think it's just going to come easy? No, you got to put the work in. You got to show that you have been doing the work. And now the job is done. So here is your reward. Nothing is just gonna be given to you, you know, that easy, that simple. And, you know, that was my lesson. That was definitely my lesson. So now, when I say I'm at peace, I say that confidently because I'm at a place where I no longer feel the need to try to, you know, have to prove anything, or I don't feel the urge to have control or have to take control of everything. I'm more so letting things happen as they come. You know, I'm not in a rush anymore. I used to want to rush into things. I used to want to, you know, just take charge and be like, okay, well, I need to do this, I need to do this, and I need to have this now, and I need to have this now, and this should be happening, so why isn't it happening now? Because it's happening for everybody else. No, I'm done with that. Like, I'm saying that, you know, multiple times as a reminder to myself, but also for others. Like, you just gotta kind of look at yourself in the mirror and be like, we're done with that. What am I stressing for? Stressing is just adding more onto my plate that I don't need. You know, more onto others that they don't need. How am I going to be ready for what's next if I'm still in shambles? If I'm still, you know, a piece of work myself? How am I gonna be my best self for me and for others if I'm over here trying to control everything and being frustrated and, you know, tearing my own self down? Now I'm self-sabotaging me for no reason, when there's no need to do that. So yeah, we gotta kinda let go sometimes and just let things work out how they're supposed to. You know, the biggest thing for me, when I look back, I'm like, things have worked out for me so many times. And it's not just like, oh, she's lucky or anything. No, I'm blessed. That's what it is. And I'm able to trust, and I'm able to, you know, lean into me and know my capabilities and know my strengths and my weaknesses. You know, last year I literally said, you know what, I need to move to SoCal, so I'm gonna do that. Started the interviewing process, you know, sent out my resumes, I found a company, you know, interviews went great, so I secured the job. I had to, you know, move within a week. I found an apartment, you know, a little studio, and I got into U-Haul and I came down here. And it's like, during that whole time, I was very stressed out. Very, very stressed out, especially finding the place. And I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but I know it's going to happen. You know, I can't stress out too much because it's not going to do anything and I'm end up shutting down. So I gotta relax a little bit, but I'm still tense because I need a roof over my head. I need somewhere to, you know, lay myself at nighttime. And it happened. I was stressed out. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I don't know if I'm gonna be qualified enough. I don't know if I'm gonna have the funds to do so. I don't know. But, you know, when these things approached me, it was like, okay, well, now here's the funds, so I know how much I have. Okay, here's the job. Great. I don't have to worry about work or anything, or, you know, not having something secured before I move down there. Oh, okay, now I have, you know, the lease. I'm able to sign it. I got approved. Great. You know, everything lines up and it just happens. It just happens. And sometimes you get overwhelmed. Like I said, I was stressed out. I was overwhelmed. I was overthinking, you know, but at a certain point I was like, you know what? I am prepared for this. I am qualified for this. This is what I've been asking for. So let me not fight against it. Let me just lean into it to make it a much simpler process, you know, and also to call on help if I need, you know, have a support system so that way everything's not just on me. So again, it's the patience, you know, it's the waiting, it's the not asking when is it my turn or why isn't this happening to me or, you know, XYZ. No, we're not doing that. We're not being disobedient. We are trusting and we are being patient, you know? And honestly, at this point, I just feel a lot of mental clarity. And it's actually shocking to me because these are the conversations that I have with my friends. I'm like, girl, you just need to stop being so overdramatic. Like, stop overthinking. You know, you gotta stop. You gotta do this X, Y, Z. You know, things are gonna happen when they happen. And the whole time, I'm able to give this advice, but I wasn't taking my own advice. You know, on one hand, I'm giving all the advice and, you know, knowing what needs to happen. But then when issues are presented in my life, I wasn't taking that advice. I was stressing out. I'm self-sabotaging. I'm blocking my own blessings. I'm, you know, fighting everything, fighting against everything, fighting against myself, not giving myself grace, you know, holding on to traumas and everything. And it's like, why am I doing that? Why am I so stuck in those patterns? But it's because that's what you're used to. I'm used to internalizing everything and having to deal with everything on my own. I'm used to not having anyone to turn to. I'm used to, you know, just, you know, balling up in a corner, and that's what it is. And the next day you wake up and you got to put on your big girl pants and figure it out. You know, I'm used to those things, but my reality is different now. My reality now is that I have a circle of people that I can lean on. It's a small circle, but it's my circle, and I'm fine with that. You know, I have these people that support me and that love me and that want to see me blossom and grow. And, you know, this circle of, what is it, like five people? My friends and my man that have been by my side and that I can lean on to, and, you know, they're there for me. I don't have to be strong all the time. I don't have to internalize everything all the time. You know, and they don't have to do that either. You know, they have me to lean on if they need to. And I love that. Because again, it shows the growth. It shows that now I've built my community. You know, I've weeded out everyone who needs to go. And these are the ones who are staying. These are the ones who God has put into my life because I asked, you know, who's here to stay and who's here that needs to leave. You know, I asked, like, I've asked for the signs and all these things, and I've done the work. So this is where we are today. This is where I am in the present time, and I can feel secure in that. And that's something I wasn't feeling before. I was feeling uneasy, like, can I go to this person? Is this somebody that, you know, knows me and that will be there for me? No. So they gotta go. Now I don't have to ask those questions anymore. I know that from any of those five, they will all pick up, they will all answer. I don't have to worry about anything at all. And I love that, you know? So again, this is that season of shedding what's not for you, shedding those negative habits, shedding the job that you don't like, shedding, you know, toxic family members, you know, toxic everything, just anything that's not good for you, you know, toxic mindsets, you know, being an overthinker and, you know, all these things. It's like, sometimes it's not good. You know, we always overthink because we're wondering and we're wanting to know every single thing. You want to know the playbook. You want to know everything that's going to happen, you know, step by step. And you can't always know that, and you have to be okay with that. Nothing in life is concrete, you know, and tomorrow is definitely not promised. So you kind of just got to go with the flow and live every day to the fullest. Every day is not going to be 100%. So on those 20% days, you know, it's still okay. You still have to pick yourself up and do at least something, you know, that's for you. And that's another thing, like, during this time, it's like, I can't, even if I'm sad or, you know, feeling down or whatever, I'm stressed out about my job or whatever the case may be, stressed out about, you know, family or, you know, something that happened in my childhood that I'm still holding on to, like, you gotta let that go sometimes. You just have to do something as a pick-me-up, something that says, you know what? I'm okay today, and this is not gonna get me down. You know, I am in a, client-facing role. This is a quick little sidebar, but I'm in a client-facing role, for instance, and sometimes you got people who think they are very entitled, or, you know, it's just certain things that are said, and in that moment, it's a choice. You know, you have the choice of reacting how you would normally react out of work, which for me, that would be cussing somebody out, or how you would react in your professional setting. And that's just, you know, chuckling or being, you know, just saying something professional in terms of, you know, let's not discuss that. This is not why we're here. We're gonna keep it moving. And that is something that I have adapted now into my life outside of work. There's a lot of things that can get us down. There's a lot of instances where we're being tested, where we're being tried, played with. And in those moments, you gotta say, you know what? I'm not indulging in this today. This is not for me. If you're having a bad day, that's on you, but you are not about to ruin my day. You're not gonna get me down. You don't have that much power over me. So no, we're not even about to, we can redirect that energy back to you. But as for me, we're not doing that. So let's keep it pushing. And that's what we gotta do. Every single day, you just gotta keep it pushing. We gotta be patient, we have to be obedient, and you gotta keep it pushing. So that's my lesson. The loudest lesson, and it took me many years to get to this point in my life. And I'll say I'm very proud of myself. I am, because in those years I have learned other lessons as well. We'll get into that in later in later days. But yeah, as for right now, I'm very proud of me and who I am becoming, who I am blossoming into, because of the woman that I want to be for myself and for the others in my life, you know. So yeah, we just gotta take everything one day at a time, one step at a time, because the lessons aren't gonna stop. They aren't. But you aren't gonna feel this sense of peace and mental clarity until you have actually learned the lesson. You know, there was, I think, I don't know, maybe a few years ago, I thought I had learned this lesson, but I was wrong. Because if I learned it, then things would be different, you know? I wouldn't be overthinking. I wouldn't be self-sabotaging. I wouldn't be blocking my own blessings. And now I'm at a place where I'm like, wow, I was doing that, and now I'm not anymore. You know, when I feel the urge to, you know, overthink something, I'm like, no, we're not gonna do that, because I can't control it. You know, you have to tell yourself the facts versus the assumptions. You know, again, the facts versus the assumptions. So that's something that I tell myself. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I know that X, Y, and Z is true, so let me not think about 1, 2, 3, because we don't need to. What am I thinking about that for? That's just, you know, me trying to self-sabotage or overthink myself into a negative mood. When, why am I doing that? We're being positive. So no, we're not bringing that into this new season of me and who I'm becoming. Not doing it. So yeah, once you learn that lesson, you'll gain the mental clarity and you will be at peace. And it's a great feeling, because I feel like I'm truly evolving. I'm truly, you know, growing. And now I'm actually in my mid-20s, and I can speak on certain things and actually be knowledgeable and have the experience of it. So yes, there's definitely more to come on these lessons. There's definitely, you know, more growth, of course, because job is never done. But I can't wait for, you know, this season and to really, you know, spark something new with this and to take things to the next level and, you know, see what that looks like and just release control and have some grace with myself and not, you know, be too hard on me. Because again, at the end of the day, I'm only human and tomorrow's not promised. So I'm gonna have fun, and we're gonna do this season 2, and we are going to have some great, great, amazing conversations. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode of the Safe Space Podcast.